Why, hello. Today is Thursday.
Yes, indeed.
Woo-woo. March the
Happy
what?
Thursday.
22nd? Third. Is that today? Oh, 23rd.
I could be wrong now.
No, you're right.
I ain't checked nothing.
Yes.
You know, I just make stuff up as I go along.
March 23rd of the year 2023.
Yes.
How are you doing out there in radio land, Facebook land, YouTube land, wherever you may be today? How are you doing?
Man, they got more hookups than hookups, don't
they? Yes, they do.
Yeah, I know some of y'all thought I was going to go somewhere else, but... So get today, out of there.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Today is Linda Sims. Well, not today is Linda Sims, but my name is Linda Sims, and the name of the show is called A Voice of a People. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. And this is WGH Talk, okay? And you can download a free app on any electronic device called TuneIn. And search WWGH or call in during a live broadcast. Like right now, phone 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments, and I pray that your Thursday is going just like you want it to go. And if not, do what you need to do to get it in order. Okay? All right. Now, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries Pastor, Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce, will take place April the 15th of 2023. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please mark your calendars and share that information with others. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Clubs, which is a faith-based after-school program. It is located in our Marion City Schools, Marion County Schools, and North Union County Schools. If you want your child or grandchild to be a part of that program, call Cheryl Lee at 740-262-0939 or go to the office of the school that they attend and pick up a form. They need parental permission for your child to attend that program. Okay, and that is not last nor least, but thank you for all of you who listen and support A Voice of a People. Thank you so very, very much. I really appreciate you. And if it's your first time, I pray it will not be your last time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Come on back now and visit.
So hopefully, you know, you'll hear something that will keep you coming back to hear what's going on.
You know, I have a question.
What's that?
If someone, let's say, for instance, was out of town or out of state and wanted to call, how would they call? Would they just put a one in front of there?
No. You don't need the one anymore. You just seven.
They can just dial the straight number. So, because we might have people listening, because it's the internet, you can have people overseas listening.
That's true.
I don't know how that. Well, anyways, I was just wondering how, if those people wanted to make a connection, you know, come to my place. No, I'm just kidding. But maybe, you know, I have been thinking about that though. But go ahead. You was going to give your thought.
And all
they
have to do is dial 740.
There you go.
383-9944. No matter where you are in this world, they've made it all simple anymore.
That's cool.
Amen.
That's cool.
Amen.
We ain't got to go out back and say, hey, get on June to come here. You ain't got to do that now. You
or
know.
Get the megaphone, right?
Or the megaphone, yeah. You know, but,
or the cowbell,
know,
right?
That was another noise thing, you know, but yeah.
Break your eardrums.
We mainly would holler back in the day. So what's the thought for today?
Thought for today is being content.
Being content.
Whenever I am, wherever I am meant to be, whatever I am doing, It's whatever I am meant to be doing. And whatever everyone else is doing is exactly what they are meant to be doing. This is contentment. If you do want to change where you are or what you are doing, the first thing is to be content with wherever you are and whatever you are doing right now. Paradoxically, that's what attracts opportunities and invitations to be somewhere else. Why? Because you are a living magnet, and contentment is one of your most attractive qualities.
Contentment seems to go along with being grateful.
Being grateful. That's true.
You know, it kind of sounds like they work together there, because you have to be grateful. And I guess if you learn to be content, you're going to be grateful. Now, you know, complacency is not being content. Complacency is just when you should be moving and you're not moving. See, a lot of people say, well, I'm content because I'm where I want to be. Now, see, some people just kind of bottom out on purpose because they don't want to push forward in God's purpose. Because God's purpose is definitely work. You know, it's not like, you know, you're not going to do anything, but it has all kinds of benefits with it. I would suggest you get on with it.
That's true.
So, yeah, that's a good word, you know, being content.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm content.
You don't know? Now, that voice you hear is Willie.
Oh,
Willie James.
You ain't got to give them all that. Just Willie Harris. Tap one.
Willie.
T-A-P-Y.
Willie James Harris.
The star of Now and Then with me and my son, which is going along
and
real
fun. And author.
And author, yeah. And
This Is
and
Your Life.
This Is Your Life, A Road
to
Healing.
Yes, it's Willie James. That's the voice you hear. He's my guest today.
And guess what?
What?
I'm the guest. So yes. I was just guessing.
Yes.
That's what guesses do. If I was in Texas, I'd be texting.
Right.
You know, I'm guessing. Anyways, you know, it don't take much to make her laugh. That's why I love her. She laughs so easily, man, you know. So that's a good thing, too.
People are so comical.
Oh, well, hey, I take that in a good way.
Yeah.
I try to be.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
Because I tell you, man, it's hard for somebody to hit you over the head while they're laughing.
True.
Can't have the two in the same room, you know.
Right.
You can't be angry and upset and happy and laughing at the same time, you know.
Right.
So it's like having those two masters that they say you can't serve them both. Well, you know, yin and yang, all that stuff.
That's true.
This world is set up perfect, man. Perfect. You know, I've been getting into UFO more. Getting into some more UFO sightings and stuff, man. And I know me and you had talked about we weren't going to say what we had seen about 10 years back. But it scared us. Now, you done broke something.
No, it wasn't me.
Okay.
It's just hanging. It's about on its way out.
I thought I could use one of those stands,
yeah.
Yeah, you probably can.
But this is like on its way out. It's about to fall, so...
Now, do you need the whole stand? Wait a minute. Hold up. You just need...
Only a thread is holding this mic up. I don't know.
We got technical...
I don't know who even broke it.
We got technical conditions. Hold on. I'm going to go off air for a minute.
Technical difficulties here.
Man, that ain't nothing to fix.
So, give us a minute here.
Somebody try
that. Let me get that out. Okay. Take that out. Yeah, I can still speak on the mic.
You can remove that.
I can do that.
Yeah.
I don't even know who broke it.
Whoever taped this up.
I don't know.
Understand tape.
It seems like we always have a dilemma here.
Yeah.
On WGH Talk, there is never a dull moment. So how is your day going out there in radio land and YouTube land and Facebook land? We are live on Facebook. You can't see Willie's picture right now, but on my page, Linda Sims, you can surely catch that. There he is right now. He's setting down.
We're trying to get the mic to work.
Right.
But you know what? I tell you, it looks natural to hold it the way you're holding it. So I would just say go ahead and hold it unless you want to actually flip and put this one over on that side.
No, give me one of those stands. Just lift that mic up out of there. Yeah, there we go.
I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Okay.
Girl, You know what? That was real complicated to me, but you know you made that very simple.
All right.
And that's a better place, too.
We'll try it over here. I thought maybe this would come up higher, but that's okay. We'll
No. You don't need it up any higher. That's okay. That's almost perfect because it's almost where it should be.
All right. They're breaking mics around here. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Even that one's been broken. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over this place. I plead the blood of Jesus over people's hands and how they touch and
everything
and,
that they ain't
take
bathed.
Care of the property that you have blessed us with.
People
here.
Don't be bathing, be just touching.
Oh my gosh!
Stuff. Be just hands
up.
Just be all over.
Wow.
Boogity boogity.
Wow.
Howdy, ma'am. You know we say boogity boogity because Skeet Willie came up with that whole idea.
Who's Skeet Willie?
That's the character that's on Now and Then.
Oh, okay.
With my son.
Okay.
And I'm just like what I am now, but a little bit more over the top because I'm in my platform, so I'm a little bit wilder.
Right.
But it's just, I'm just having fun with it, man.
Good. Well, tell me a little bit about that. Tap One. What's it about?
Well, I don't even know. Tap One was, I don't even know how that came about because once I started putting stuff on YouTube, next thing I remember, I got reminded that I'm under Tap One. I don't know how that happened. It probably was an accident, but I just left it because that's what I've been telling people. So it's kind of like spreading a little bit more and more. And at first, man, I really didn't want to try to get in there and do too much of that spreading stuff because I know that with that comes a lot of responsibility because people start wanting to talk and contact you and stuff. So I just started developing stuff under Tap One. And so I did the Woody's Tapestry about a year ago. I did a series of those. And then after I did those, I didn't have no desire to do any more of those. Only did a certain amount. And I started out with a certain amount. I think it was like 21 of them or something that I was supposed to do. And so now, you know, I'm doing this thing. And I got another character that I'm working on. And see, this is just, the thing is, we're all kind of like this, I think. We all got different parts of us that express different things. And it's just like I talked to other people that create. It's just the great part of God is just being a creative, being able to just create stuff. So that's what I've been doing, man, just having fun. And so what we do with these, with this Now and Then, when YouTube allows it, and because some stuff they won't let you put up because of the copyright situation, but we just been picking movies that we like and go in and look at them and just talk about them and laugh. I always wanted to do that when I seen those other two guys do it back in the day,
critics,
you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So as a result of that, I always wanted to kind of do that. And so watching so many movies with technology and stuff, so that kind of started that. And it's been just moving since then. Just getting more content. That's all I'm doing.
Right.
And then looking at how people view stuff. See, I haven't even gotten into any of that stuff. You know, I ain't really been caring too much about that. I was just having fun putting stuff out there, but it's going to have to come a point where I'm going to have to do something else.
Right. Well, what subject did you and your son start with on your Now and Then?
Well, the first thing we started with was integrity.
Okay.
You know, and I thought kind of at the time that was the way we were going to go, that we were just going to have different backgrounds. And then just talk while all this scenery may be going on by. Something simple going on in the green screen. Well, that would have worked and did work for a couple of them, but we found real quickly that people respond to he and I just being on the screen, on the black screen. And then it's easier for the camera eye because you can focus better. I mean, because you got a nice dark background. I mean, so... Now it's just developing to that's our format.
Okay.
You know, so we don't put the now, only thing we have in the background now is the video.
Okay.
That we're doing. Okay. And YouTube, man, they something, man, because they'll come in, YouTube will come in and tell you exactly what they don't like about your video.
Mm-hmm.
They be like from 0.106 to 307.
Wow.
Yeah, oh yeah, they're very specific. They say get rid of that and repost it.
Really? So they've done this to you already?
A few times.
Okay, on your Now and Then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you just keep posting stuff, and then, like I said, they'll tell you what to remove. And then once you remove it, and you just resubmit it, and they'll let it run. And it's so crazy, man. You know, there's a lot of reasons behind it. I can't get into all of them. I don't know all of them, but it has. It's copyright, mostly is what it's about. See, because people be making some serious money on YouTube. I don't know if you paid much attention to how much some of these people are making, but what's that?
Does it tell you how much money they're making on YouTube?
Yeah, you can go on there and it ain't no secret.
No.
You can't go into their account and look at none of that kind of stuff, but if you go in there and say what they're worth on YouTube, they'll tell you.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know people be researching stuff.
Right.
Because when you start seeing, and you know, when I didn't understand, when I got into YouTube, I didn't have a clue what I was looking at. You know, I was just, this thing, right? And then I'm watching people develop, and I didn't know what they were developing. Mm-hmm. I didn't know, and then the word brand started coming up. You know, doing my brand. I didn't know what brand, like, that's something we ate to go to the bathroom, you know, so I didn't know what they were doing. So, yeah. So, you know, I slowly started seeing what was happening. But when I started seeing these younger people, and I was like, well, what are they doing? And we were sitting watch, and they were just doing just regular family stuff, you know. And I was like, so this is what's going on. And I couldn't believe that was the format that people was doing.
Right.
And here it is, you know, some 4, 5, 6, 7 years later, I'm doing the same thing.
Well,
and technology has made it easy. I'm gonna tell you something.
It's wide open.
That's why I told you I'm gonna bring you to the studio so that you can do one. And then what we can do is you can do a live show, being on that show that's gonna be recorded. But you can do your show. You can do a live show, and you don't have to do this particular show. But you can do can represent what you're doing.
Right.
So, but you'll be prepped. We'll tell you what we're doing and talking about and stuff. Okay. But, yeah, he and I have been talking about that. That'd be cool.
That'd be great.
It'd be cool if we really, well, let me say this. After we get to a point to where we have a place that's just set up just for that, you know, that's where you have all your different types of studio setups and stuff. And, you know, for different formats.
Right, right.
Honey, it's all about learning.
And like, so, different sets.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're acting.
And it took me a long time. It took me, when I first heard that, and I talked about that a couple of times on air, but when I first heard that, I didn't understand what the person was telling the host. He said, you got all this space in here. He said, you only got this one studio? And I'm like, well, you just in one room. So, yeah. He's like, man, he said, you know, you got enough to have 3 studios in it.
Right.
And I'm like, 3? Yeah. Okay, you in the studio. What are you trying? You know, I didn't understand. He was telling them, you have 3 segments of this room set up totally different.
Right.
And you go over there and shoot when you do your news. You go over here and shoot when you're doing your personal interviews and on the couch and all that kind of stuff. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
And you only need a room a little bit, maybe a little big. About these 2 rooms like this would be perfect.
Right.
You know, because you can share the rooms. Have your lightings and stuff set up. And green walls and, honey, it can be done, but you just have to take time to do it.
That's true. Can't even keep a mic.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that. And then they can't move on, right? And do
well.
Something
you
else.
Know what? I'm gonna tell you something. Most of the time, the only reason something is in front of you is for you to go around it, over it. And if
or
it's
fix
an obstacle,
it, right.
Yeah, or, you know.
Or fix it.
Yeah.
That's where obstacles are.
Yeah.
Fix it, especially if you need it.
Well, you know.
You need it.
The first thing you got to fix is your personal feelings about things. What you care about, what you care about and don't care about. Because if you care about other people, you wouldn't leave a mess for them.
Well, yeah. You try not to anyway.
Well, you try not to.
Yeah, you try not to.
Right.
But this is a season that we are in.
Oh, my goodness, ain't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a season that we are in. And we're all a part of this season.
That is true.
You know, there's no way that you're not a part, because we're all in the land of the living. As long as we're there, we're a part of what's going on in this world.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, this world of confusion. That's what I call it.
Well, you know,
I may be wrong, but
no, I don't know. I don't think you're wrong on that at all. You got to find something to cut that on there, because that's a debacle. There's another word that we used to use
that
in the,
let me see.
When we was in the military. They taped it up kind of strange.
Crazy.
Yeah, so it's kind of wadded up. It's not
right.
Strategically on there.
Mm-mm-mm.
But see, that's just different people look at things so differently, because me, I would have never taped it like that personally.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me personally with anything. You know, I would have made it to where it would have been easier to come on and off. Just in case.
Right. So when you talked about integrity, how did you deal with it, or how did you open up with integrity? How did you explain it? What is integrity?
The ability to be true to what you say you are. If you are supposed to be something, integrity is when you do and say you're going to do what you say you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is, I know this sounds crazy to a lot of people, but that's the reason why Trump was able to get us so much that he got, because there was just dumb stuff that he said, and he was just crazy enough to do it. And people saw that. And that's why a lot of people are like, well, he's really doing what he said he's going to do.
Right.
You know, even though a lot of the stuff was crazy. And kind of like off the chain, but he did.
He
I mean,
did
they
right.
still, you know, look at how they still, you know, hang, they just barely touching the sky.
Yeah.
You know, and.
Of course. I mean, plus he was a president, you know, you handle presidents kind of.
Why? That's when
I know that they're men, but.
When they're presidents, that's how you handle them, but
right.
When they become criminals.
But they're always
presidents.
And
though. No, you ain't always president. You're only president for that term. Once that's up, you ex president.
But they still address you
they as the former president. See, that's the mistake.
Former. Okay.
No, formal.
Former.
Yeah, meaning
okay.
Before.
Before.
Yeah.
Mr. President.
But see, you know, there's still people right now. I've seen some people getting interviewed as early as yesterday. Still told the guy that they thought that Trump was still the president and was running the country.
I see why, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. I can understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
I mean, he strategically does things, you know.
He remains relevant.
Yeah, and he knows, just like this whole thing down in Palestine, whichever way you want to say it, in Ohio, where he went down there just the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what it does is it looks like he's kicking off his campaign. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But see, everybody's on that stuff now, baby. Because you know what they scared of?
What?
The word woke. Have you been seeing that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, it was critical race theory. Now they just killing off the woke people. They don't want nobody woke. And just since I'm saying that, I'm going to send a prayer out to Guyana. They passed a law that they could kill and execute homosexuals in the street.
Did they?
They passed a law.
Of an Africa?
Okay. Do you
Ghana?
Know what? Yeah.
Okay.
You know how they got that idea? From missionaries. Mm. Evangelicals.
Wow.
White missionaries preaching abomination.
Mm-hmm.
Destruction as far as homosexuality is concerned.
Right.
To these people. And got their heads all twisted up to where now they think it's okay to go down. You gay, we can kill you in the street. And they passed a law just this week.
Wow. But those people can be saved just like anybody else.
Every time I take a breath, I don't see your chest move in and out at all. I don't breathe for you.
Right.
And just like you don't breathe for me.
Right.
I don't breathe for them people.
No.
I let them people live their life the way they want to live their life, because they got the choice to do that.
Yes,
and however they want to do it, it's cool with me.
That is so, wow.
You know, so.
Radical.
You know, I don't, there was a time when I was in parts of church to where I've always had an objective look about this whole gay thing, because growing up in this area, when I was growing up, it was a lot of homosexuality around here.
Mm-hmm.
Especially over on the side of town where we was. And everybody knew where it was. And we knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
As people. and everybody knew who was what.
Right.
So I was used to that, and that climate, or that kind of being around people that were different. So it didn't matter to me. So when I saw it, when I left here and went other places and saw it, I'm like, well, yeah, that happens. But you know, then this whole movement started where people started getting angry and having things that they needed to point at, and then this showed up, you know, and then people, just like they used the Bible to enslave people and to keep people enslaved even now with certain things, but we ain't got to get into tithes and offerings, but the point is, you know, keep paying them. I want you to give me 10% too. I'll give the Lord a cut out of it. I'll give him whatever he asked me for, but you know, anyhow.
So you give him 10% of your 10%, right?
I'm going to give him 10% of the 10% that I get from y'all.
Right. That's
yeah.
what I said.
But you know what? I know I'm jumping around, but I'm going to go to a record label right quick.
Okay.
Because you reminded me of something. We used to think, okay, you're going in doing a deal with these cats. And you think you're dealing, but you're dealing with your money.
Mm-hmm.
So when you make a deal, you make a 40-30 or I mean a 40, what, 40-60 or 30-70, when you make a deal, which ain't that high, because they don't make it that high, when they make a deal like that, you only getting 30% of your 100%. Now let me tell you what I didn't know they did. Okay, if I write a song and you write a song, and we record that song and put it on a cassette, probably back in your day you used that 8-track, that big. It was back 65 when she
and
was.
A phonograph. I had a.
See, she done had a phonograph with the actual dog on it. You remember that? With
the, not the dog and the, what was that? The megaphone or
it was a phonograph, but
yeah, phonograph.
Yeah, but that was.
I had one that you could push up and lock and unlock, and it would fold down. It had the.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, back in the day.
Oh man, we used to stack so many 45s on that thing, and then. You know, and all that stuff for the younger people, they ain't got a clue. Maybe that's a good thing. But anyways, if me and you write something, we own it 100%. But the rate, absolutely, because it's yours.
Right.
Okay. I was going to tell you something else, but we'll talk about that as far as how to contain your content, because you're not doing it correctly.
Probably not.
You could be. You ain't that far off. And I'm just saying, you just got to put a stamp somewhere.
Okay.
We talked about it.
We probably have.
And we did. But we'll talk about it again because that's important for you. Because that way you can. Anyway, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
So you go into the record label and you got this merchandise. And your merchandise is done, it's finished. Well, they play all kinds of games, but let's get past all that and go to the point. And then they decide, okay, well, here's what we can do. We like your music. We like what you did. Now, the next thing you're trying to determine how you want to get signed with them, whether you want to be an artist, a producer, a writer, or whatever. You know, whether you want to work with them, whatever capacity you want to work with them in, because that depends on what kind of contract you get.
Right.
Well, somewhere in that whole thing, your material get turned over to them, and they end up owning it or saying that they're owning it and negotiating you with it. So what they'll do is they'll take, let's say, they'll take 100% and slice it in 50, and they'll take their 50 and put it over on the side, and then they'll come in the room with the 50% as the 100. And now you negotiating with 50% and think it's 100. So now when you think that you're getting 40, 60, only of that 50%, because they already got 50% over there, so they really don't care how much ever they get over here, they still 50% ahead on the other side. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Because they done already stole that.
Right.
And they do this to artists all the time, and that's why you heard a lot of guys like Prince and them be complaining.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because that kind of shenanigans goes on. You'd be surprised. As simple formats aren't simple. Because the potential that they have in today's market is incredible. You know, you can take something small and make a monument out of it. People do all the time.
Yes, they do.
You know.
Yes, they do.
So, you know, it just depends on whether you want to be dedicated as a person to it. I don't know if I want to put that much effort into some things, you know. But some things are a little too much for me. Like I said, man, if you got a million if you got 1 million subscribers, mm-hmm. and you getting your content is getting 3-4 million views, and you know, people gonna be texting you and talking to you and always contacting you and saying stuff and trying to. I just don't know if I want to deal with that.
Well, you put yourself out there, you know.
That's going to happen.
You never know what's going to happen. You know, maybe people might like it, and hey, there you go.
Well, they do like it.
You're a celebrity. You're a star. And
you know, everybody, I feel, have a percentage of people that they are subscribed to on this earth. Mm-hmm. There's so many people that only you can reach. I can't reach your group of people. Now, that ain't to say that some of the people that you reach, I can reach the same people for something different or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe even something similar, but there's only certain people that only you can reach.
You know, I believe that.
Oh, yeah.
I believe that.
Oh, yeah. And when you see these guys, man, that have these huge arenas of people, a lot of times, man, those are their groups of people. Those people just have a large amount of people that God want them to reach.
Right, right.
It's a lot of folks, too.
You know, so that lets you know all these different type of talk shows and the people that flock to certain talk shows, mm-hmm. you know, because they connect with that person, yeah. the host of yeah. that talk show. So I understand what you're saying.
And they market it. They market it as such, too, because mm-hmm. me and my lady was arguing about this, and it's about how they percentages. Everything comes down to advertising. It's just like we were talking about how they use femininity in advertisement to sell cars or whatever. And then I gave her 2 scenarios with the woman getting out, and you know, and they showed her shoe, and then they showed her foot, and then they showed her leg, and then she getting out of the car, and then you see the guy getting out. I said, then the guy gets out, he got on a nice pair of shoes, you understand mm-hmm. what he's wearing, and you look at his clothes, you can tell he's tight, you know,
right.
and everything. But he's not showing anything. Mm-hmm. She said, sure he is. He's showing masculinity.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, how you figure? She said, because when he steps out, he's stepping out with the strength of a guy. So he's appealing. And I said, but he's not appealing to men. She said, did you see his shoes?
Right.
I said, yeah. She said, well, he's selling you the shoes.
Right.
He said, he's selling the other part, the sex appeal, to the women.
Right.
He's selling, he says, so he's reaching both sex, too.
Yes,
and I'm like, you know what? I got to give you that, Connie.
Yeah, or the that's suit.
That's a good argument. And that, because, you know, and you know what's really cool? You can almost smell their perfume because you can almost tell what they're wearing. Mm-hmm. Because you know they got something nice on. Mm-hmm. Just like that body wash stuff that my boy do, Cole. He said, well, I tell you about using my body wash.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
like, yeah, but I wanted something real soft on me. You know, and he's like,
that was a sweet commercial.
And he said, don't you? And then the other one just chiming in to my, yeah, because it is nice, just holding uh-huh. it all up and uh-huh. feminine and stuff. Mental games, baby.
Yeah, you're right.
If you ain't careful. See, you're going to get played. It's too much out here exposing us.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get played.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing is how long mm-hmm. and how hard.
Right.
See, you don't want to get played all the way out.
Oh, no.
You know, you might get played. You be like, you know what? I think they tried to play me, you know. And you don't want to wake up like I have on something. And I'd be like, you know what? 30 years ago, when so-and-so did this, you know they was trying to play me? You don't want to wake up like that. See, you want to catch it kind of quick.
But sometimes it happens like that.
Well,
if you don't take the time to think about it.
I heard a very interesting thing today called content.
Contentment, yes.
Yeah, contentment. And being content is, well, sometimes you just have to woosah. You know, just take a breath, take a step back.
True.
And look at it, you know, and be content. True. Because I heard a brother explain it. He said, why would God keep giving you something and you're not happy with what he already gave you? If you're complaining about what you got in life already, why would he give you more? So you can complain more? You ain't happy with what you got. You know, people do that. I don't do that. You know, that woe is me. I try to stay completely away from that. You know,
right.
Why me, Lord? He'd be like, why not?
That's his sentiments exactly. Why not you?
Why not?
You know, who are you
yeah.
that I can't use you for my glory? And he will.
It's just like people going to be real surprised when the aliens come down to this earth and tell y'all that this is the third or fourth time that this earth has lost people and started over. Y'all think that first set of dinosaurs and man first. Man done been on this earth billions of years. Man, this earth is old. And the further down they dig, they keep finding other civilizations that they be like, this is a new discovery. We didn't know that these type. Keep digging, baby. Keep digging. Because you're going to see
and
this.
They will.
Because all we are is civilization. Just like they talk about the desert. The Sahara Desert. Man, that thing is huge. You ever seen how big? I was looking at how big they talking about this thing is, man. This thing is huge, man. I mean, to the point that you can almost see it from outer space. Right. Now, here's the thing. That used to be an ocean, they tell me.
Really?
Yeah. Well, where's sand going to come from? You ever seen sand anywhere except on the beach where there's an ocean?
True.
Okay, well, you got all that sand. Had to come from somewhere.
I'm trying to think. Did I ever hear that? Yeah. That the Sahara Desert used to be an ocean, because I know it's over half of Africa.
Oh, that top part of it, anyways. Yeah. It's, yeah.
That's a huge part of Africa.
And they talk about, it is, because that's the big part of it. Mm-hmm. And you know that thing, they talk about it get up to 136 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
That's Africa.
What is the circumference of the Sahara Desert? I'm pulling up.
No, not the circumference, just the area. Because the circumference would mean that it's a circle. I know you're sleepy.
Oval?
Huh?
Is it oval shaped?
No.
It's one of them.
No, it's, I think they call that an ellipse.
Oh, okay.
But let's just say how big is the Sahara Desert.
How big is the Sahara Desert?
And why you don't have your phone on where you can't talk into your telephone? Have your mic on where you can talk in there.
Oh, I don't know. I try to keep my phone turned down because people always call me when I'm on the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
Always. Ring. Okay, how big is
the Sahara Desert? You know,
3.552 million
cubic. You see, you done went to the metric system.
It's almost the same size as China.
Yeah, that's true.
And a total of 8% of Earth's land area. 8% of Earth's land area.
And you know, ain't so much land on Earth.
It's big.
Yeah, it's huge.
It is big. Never think about that.
What's that?
How big the Sahara Desert is. And that it is sand and that it used to be water. Because you know the Euphrates River is drying up, they say. You heard that, right?
No, I haven't heard it, but I don't doubt it. Because like I said, man, this what people don't really understand, I think, about Earth is Earth. And the scientists know this, man. Earth replenishes itself all the time. And just like people say, oh, you damaging Earth. No, you're not. When Earth get tired of humans, a flood or something will come through and wipe them all out. Or
wow.
Or something will hit the Earth and the dust will come up and everybody is, you know, it destroys the atmosphere. I mean, that doesn't happen.
Right, right, right.
So, hey.
Why is it so big? It formed around 7 million years ago as a great dust bowl sitting where the Tethni Sea once soaked. See?
T-E-T-H-Y-S. And it used to be a lush land over there, too.
This huge body of water separated the two supercontinents, Laurasia and Gondwana, resulting from the cleaving of Pangaea by tectonic forces. What was all that?
So when they had somebody, so what they're saying is that once the underground volcanoes or whatever erupted and moved all of the pushed water. The ground and water, the water disappeared.
Yeah. Wow. Huge body of water.
Now where could it have gone? See, this is another thing, just like they talk about Atlantis. And I know a lot of this stuff is theory. I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, it's real. And cartoons is real. Get that tripped up. Everybody always tell my cartoons is make believe. No, they're not either. No, Fred Flintstone.
Okay, this is where it says, beneath the sands of the Sahara Desert, scientists have discovered evidence of a prehistoric megalake formed some 250,000 years ago when the Nile River pushed through a low channel near Wadi Tushka. It flooded the eastern Sahara, creating a lake that at its highest level covered more than 42,000 square miles. That is something. You know, history. Yes, history. You know, and the reality of things, you know.
Because if you don't have history, you won't understand what's going on, and then you don't understand that this stuff is just repeating. You know, the word in the scripture, and I know I try not to get into that too deep either, but the scriptures does say that ain't nothing new under the sun. And the sun is pretty high up.
Oh, yeah, way up there.
Yeah.
You're not going to get too close to that, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. You know how...
You're going to burn up.
Do you know how delicate of a balance it is for the earth to be exactly where it is? If it was any closer, it would burn up.
Yes.
Or any further out, it would freeze.
Yes.
We just like right where we're supposed to be.
And only God could do that, not man.
I'm thinking that.
Yeah, only God can do that, not man. Man takes too much on himself.
Do you like Italian food? Mm-hmm. Why?
I like tomatoes.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Always have. We used to steal tomatoes out of people's gardens when I was growing up.
Oh, you the one doing that.
I was.
See, a little salt and pepper.
Yeah, it's
look. Everywhere that broke in the cellophane, because that's what we used to call it. I don't even know what cellophane would be today. Remember we used to call that stuff?
Yeah.
What is that?
Was yellow that the, plastic was, type was that, stuff.
Yeah.
And wax paper. Yeah, remember
and
you wax,
wax
paper.
I asked somebody the other day for some wax paper. They
Did
said,
you?
What are you talking about? I said... I said, you remember we used to take wax paper and we would make, you know, when we wanted to do our dumplings.
Right.
Put that out, put your flour on there and roll your stuff and all that and get your, yeah. When they be like, nah, but they still sell it.
Okay.
They still work.
I have an announcement to make.
Go ahead.
Marion County Historical Society will present a night at Heritage Hall Saturday, March the 25th. Of 2023 from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. during Marion's 17th annual A Night at Heritage Hall. Courageous participants will explore our dimly lit museum with flashlights. You will meet historic personalities and discover many new things about our past as you travel along exhibits that spring into life throughout our own 1910 era Federal Post Office. Tickets will be purchased at the door. Members, $5. Non-members, $8. Marion County Historical Society, 169 East Church Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Phone, 740-387-4255. Or web, www.marionhistory.com. For those of you who are bored this Saturday and have nothing to do Saturday evening, give Heritage Hall a call.
Uh-oh. Girl, you was rhyming there. Give Harriet...
Oh, I did that, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, it's Heritage Hall
Heritage
a call.
Hall. Yep, give Heritage Hall
call
a call.
Me. Yeah, I can dig that. So where is Heritage Hall's right there?
Where the old post office used to be.
Oh, okay, where the old post office
used
to be.
That's where they are now.
Mm, I've been in there.
Okay.
Yeah, matter of fact, me and my sister went in there, and that's when we was talking to you, because we had saw the exhibit that you had put in there of your bill.
Right, right.
Yeah, remember right. We talked about that?
Oh, yeah, sure did.
That was a long
sure
time did. Back.
Yeah, last year, right?
Mm, I don't know, because it seemed like we've been talking and knowing each other for years, and it ain't true.
We're out of time. For the first hour.
Uh-oh.
Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, live here with Willie James, Woody Harris.
Oh, my Jesus. All three of them.
I say all three of
Just call me Bill.
Just call him Bill, which I've never heard that, but me maybe either. They do, well, right? You know, so tune in for the next hour, 11:15, until the top of the hour of 12 noon. Willie Harris will still be my guest. And tell your friends and neighbors we're having fun here. Thank you so much. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For Ohio State Senator Sherry